Podcasting from the Deep Sage 9 Observatory in the high desert near Taos, New Mexico, this is the Deep Sage 9 Starcast. Welcome to the Starcast for the week of June 1st, 2025. I'm your host, Jay Schaefer. Looking at space weather from spaceweather.com, the sun continues to capture our headlines. The sun has been super active this week with a strong M-class solar flare and associated coronal mass ejection from what we're calling Big Ol' Sunspot number 4100, occurring early May 31st GMT. The CME arrived today, causing a strong geomagnetic storm and associated aurora that I captured here in northern New Mexico, USA. You can check out the images and time-lapse on my Skylapser Facebook page, the Skylapser YouTube channel, and there's even an image on spaceweather.com's gallery for today. The chance for aurora over the next 48 hours is forecast to be 55% for severe storms at mid-latitudes, and 95% for major storms at high latitudes. If you set up a time-lapse camera facing north tonight, you'll most likely be able to capture the aurora display. Even if you can get out with your cell phone on a tripod, you might be rewarded with the shot of a lifetime. Now, if only the clouds would cooperate. For the rest of the week, Monday, May 12th, is the first quarter moon. Now, let's take a look at some astro news. Astronomers discover a new minor planet. On May 21st, the International Astronomical Union's Minor Planet Center announced the discovery of 2017 OF-201, which, because of its distance beyond Neptune, is classified as a trans-Newtonian object, or a TNO. The object is notable for its size and its orbit. At 70 kilometers in diameter, it's only about a third the size of Pluto, but still larger than many other minor planets or planetoids. And with a 2,500-year orbit, we can only detect it when it's closest to us. NASA is in turmoil. The president recently pulled Jared Isaacman's nomination to lead NASA, reportedly due to Isaacman's past support for Democrats. This leaves NASA without a confirmed leader during a period of significant upheaval. The agency's science division faces nearly 50% budget cuts in President Trump's proposed 2026 budget, plummeting from $7.3 billion to $3.9 billion. This reduction, announced on May 2nd, would force the cancellation or shutdown of dozens of missions and scientific projects. The American Astronomical Society stated on May 2nd that these proposed cuts to NASA, the National Science Foundation, and the Department of Energy will, quote, result in the loss of American leadership in science, unquote. Several members of Congress have pledged to oppose these reductions. In this week's Astro Academy, we're talking about star hopping. Perhaps the most recognizable star pattern in the northern night sky is the Big Dipper. Did you know that the Big Dipper can help you find many other bright stars and constellations? The Big Dipper hangs down by its handle in the northwest these evenings. The apparent middle star of its bent handle is actually two stars, Mizar and tiny little Alcor right next to it. Legend has it that it was a Native American test of visual acuity to be able to see these two tightly grouped stars. On which side of Mizar should you look for Alcor? As always, on the side pointing toward Vega, which is the brightest star shining way off to the east, some 53 degrees away. But the Big Dipper can point you to much more. Let's start with the pointer stars, those two stars at the end of the Big Dipper's bowl furthest from the handle. If you draw an imaginary line through those two stars and extend it upwards, it will lead you directly to Polaris, the North Star. Polaris is the end star of the handle of the Little Dipper, or Ursa Minor. And as you know, facing Polaris means that you're facing north. Now let's go back to the handle of the Big Dipper. If you follow the graceful curve of the handle and extend it outwards, you'll arc to Arcturus. Arcturus is a brilliant orange star, one of the brightest in the night sky, and it's the brightest star in the constellation Bootes, the herdsman. But don't stop there. If you continue the same arc past Arcturus, you'll speed on to Spica. Spica is the beautiful blue-white star, the brightest in the large constellation Virgo, the maiden. So remember, arc to Arcturus, and then speed on to Spica. It's the classic star-hopping mnemonic. What about other directions? Go back to the Big Dipper's bowl. If you imagine a line from the star connecting the handle to the bowl, through the star at the bottom of the bowl, Fedka and Merrick, and extend it downwards, it will point you toward Regulus, the brightest star in the constellation Leo, the lion. Look for the backward question mark shape, with Regulus as the dot. And finally, you can even use the Big Dipper to find Cassiopeia, the famous W or M-shaped constellation. If you draw a line from the end of the Big Dipper's handle, Aclae, through the Polaris, and continue on to the other side, you'll arrive at Cassiopeia, which lies roughly opposite the Big Dipper from Polaris. So next time you're under a clear night sky, find the Big Dipper and use it as your guide. With these simple star hops, you'll be navigating the cosmos like a seasoned astronomer and be able to impress your friends, family, and neighbors. I want to thank all my listeners for checking out this podcast. Please be sure to comment, like, and subscribe, and let me know what you'd like to hear more about. You can also check out my Skylapser.com website and Facebook page for live view cameras from the DS9 Observatory, astrophotos, time lapses, and additional content. And you can always buy me a cup of coffee at buymeacoffee.com/Skylapser. The intro music is Fanfare for Space by Kevin MacLeod from the YouTube Audio Library. From the Deep Sage 9 Observatory, this is Jay Schaefer wishing you all clear skies.